going on, everybody? Bryce here with the Off My Chest podcast, along with my good old buddy Alex. How you doing, man?
Doing good. Doing good.
Awesome. It is Cinco de Drinko right now, mm-hmm. So that blends right in with what we do.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm
going to
go ahead and open this one. Yeah. Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Absolutely. Happy Cinco de Mayo. The other holiday where people celebrate and get super fucking wasted.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, I don't know what I was going to say to you. I had something to say, but...
It must have been profound.
It was going to be very profound. Go ahead and hit him up with a little bit of an intro. I'm going to switch this beer out. It's a little warm. I'm going to put it in the fridge and grab
a little warm?
One. I'm going to grab another one.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast where we feed you the truth that you need to go and make it through your everyday lives. The podcast you can go and listen to at the job that you don't like. You can go. You can live vicariously through us. And you can go and say, hey, those guys sound cool. I want to hang out with them. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Spread the word. We want this to be like Ebola. We want it to spread everywhere.
No, we don't want Ebola to spread.
That's
a terrible...
Terrible analogy, ladies and gentlemen. This is what happens when Bryce goes to go get a beer and I am set alone.
Stop rambling?
Yes, when I start rambling. I have nowhere to go with this, but...
Yeah, it's all right. So you were saying something about off mic about a crazy movie idea or something like that?
Yes, I had a weird movie idea. It was actually a dream that I had.
Oh, shit.
Yes, and weirdly enough, I had not been drinking this night or doing...
Wait. What night do you not drink?
Tuesday.
Every time I call you, Tuesday night.
Tuesdays. Tuesdays between 4 and 7, probably. But I had a dream. I went to this house, okay?
Okay.
And when I got there, it was I saw it at a piece of paper, had an address on it. And for some reason in my head, I remember my dad saying, hey, there was a job, and it was paying $5,000 a week.
Nice.
And I'm like, holy shit.
It's like the job I have now. What are you doing? Just kidding.
And I go and I knock on the door and I go open the door and it was open. And I'm like looking around like, what? Okay. And I'm like, hello, hello. I walk up the stairs and I go and I see this little girl sitting at this table.
Oh, fuck no. Fuck no, dude.
Sitting at this table.
You know me. I hate scary movies. So if that's where this is going, I'm out.
No. Okay. It's not scary. Okay. It's kind of, it's weird, but.
Yeah.
Hear me out. Go, and it's one of those like plastic tables where the top's pink and the legs are yellow. This little girl coming, I'm like, you know, like, hello, you know, I'm looking like for your mom or dad. And this little girl looks up at me and she starts talking and she's like, I called you. And the voice, I shit you not, was of Clive Owen. And I'm like, I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And I go and I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm a scientist. I've created a formula to go and turn me younger.
Oh, shit.
So what I need you to do is I need you to pretty much watch me while I go and figure out how long this will take.
What the fuck?
Okay,
I mean, it's a cool concept. Keep going.
Yeah, and I'm like...
Someone's going to make this.
And I'm like...
Copyright off my chest.
Copyright off my chest. Or if you go and you guys do make this, please, we get half.
Yeah, we'll royalty it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Alex's idea. Never mind. Yeah. I don't fucking own shit.
<He's> like,
anyway, but, so she's getting... She found a formula to make herself, obviously, from an older person, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Turning into a child so you can relive your life.
Yes.
Okay. Cool fucking idea.
Yeah. I woke up. It was one of those when I woke up and I'm like, I gotta write this down.
There is a movie like that. There was like Ben Kingsley and Ryan Reynolds.
Oh.
Where they, like, Ben Kingsley put his, so he had so much money, he put himself in Ryan Reynolds' box. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I mean, it's Hollywood. Everything's been done before.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, yeah.
I don't... What the heck was that called? Let's see. Ben Kingsley. Movies. There we go. It was... Gandhi. I'm just kidding.
I watched it when I was in high school. I kid you not. It took me until, I don't know, 10 years later, five.
Holy shit, he's done a ton of movies.
Oh, yeah. Until like 5 years later, I realized that Ben Kingsley was Gandhi.
You didn't realize that?
No.
Oh, dude, he did an amazing job. That was like one of his like big, big roles. Where's his IMDb here?
My favorite movie he was... Wait, wasn't he in The Kingsman? Was that him?
No.
No?
I don't... Maybe. Or what was he at in The Kingsman?
No, I was thinking he was the guy that ran the...
No.
Okay, I was thinking... Oh, Ben Kingsley's short, bald guy.
Yeah, Ben Kingsley, yeah. This guy.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
Way different guy.
So Ben Kingsley... wow, dude, this app, it looks amazing on... What the hell was it called? Sorry, guys. It's going to drive me nuts if I don't figure it out. And that way you can go and watch it because it's actually really, really good. 2014. My favorite Ben Kingsley part ever is in Iron Man, where he is playing the dictator guy that's killing people, but he's just an actor, an English actor. And then he's like he's talking back and forth with what's his fucking name? Robert Downey Jr. Have you seen that part?
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
Oh, come on, man. You're killing me here.
I know.
Ben Kingsley, Iron Man, funny part.
Thing is, though, is even nowadays it's been that way for 40 years? If you're British, have a British or Russian accent, you always play a bad guy in a movie. Every time.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I can't find it. It's not going to matter. All right, well, if I find it while we're talking here, I'll whatever. I'm over it now. I think I found the Mandarin scene. Let's see.
Now, which one of you is Vanessa?
That's me.
Oh.
Nessie. And he's supposed to be like this crazy guy named the Mandarin.
Chinese.
Some guy who is...
They're made by Americans based on a Japanese recipe.
Hey.
Bloody hell.
It's like, oh shit.
You want something? Take it. Although the guns are all fake because those wankers wouldn't trust me with the real ones. Hey, do you fancy either of the birds?
Hard enough. You're not him, the Mandarin, the real guy.
Where's the Mandarin? Where is he? Whoa, he's here. He's here, but he's not here. He's here, but he's not here.
What do you mean?
It's complicated. Hey, it's complicated.
Hey.
It's complicated.
I'm complicated. Ladies out. Get out of the bed. Get in the bathroom.
Those girls are hot.
Very.
If you guys need to look this up, it's amazing. It's called Fake Mandarin Scene Iron Man 3 movie clip. He's crawling on the floor. I just love Ben Kingsley, man.
Trevor Slattery. What are you? What are you, a decoy? You're a double, right?
What, I'm an understudy? No, absolutely not.
You mean like an understudy?
Don't hurt the face. I'm an actor.
Don't hurt the face.
You got a minute to live. Fill it with words.
Just a role. The Mandarin. See, it's not real.
Then how did you get here, Trevor?
I had a little problem with substances.
I call Hollywood.
I ended up doing things, no two ways about it, in the street that a man shouldn't do. They approached me about the role, and they knew about the drugs.
What did they say? They get you off them?
Said they'd give me more.
Ooh.
They gave me things. They gave me this palace.
Anyways, it goes on. It's like another 2 minutes, but it is some of the best acting I've ever seen. I don't know. I just, I was there.
I did things with a man's not supposed to do.
So anyway, since that tirade just took us off on your movie idea, me not being able to find the movie, and then an Iron Man clip.
Yeah.
You said that you wanted to say something about, because we were talking about Top Gun and Val Kilmer not being able to fit
into the plane.
Plane for Top Gun 2, which is fucked up. He's going to hear that shit.
Oh, he probably.
Yeah.
Val, you can come on the podcast if you want.
Oh, he totally wants to beat your ass and show you how strong he still is. Val, I'm still one of your biggest fans.
Hey, you know what, though? That'd make for a good story on the podcast if I got my ass beat by Val Kilmer.
That's just a great life story.
Oh, yeah.
You would just be that guy.
I'd put that on a resume.
I was the guy.
Yeah.
But you were saying that we brought up all those other great movies, but we didn't bring up his one of his best, which is Tombstone.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Yeah.
God.
It's a great movie.
Such a good movie. That is a... I had a good friend that I went to grade school with.
Mm-hmm.
Him, his dad, and his dad's real good friend. They said they watched that movie probably 100 times, and I went watch it when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting there
Really understand it.
And I didn't really understand it, and I sat there and I watched it, and I'm like, you take Val Kilmer out of that movie, it's not nearly as good.
Yeah, no. And he... yeah, he was great, and he was young then.
He was.
Yeah.
He was. I'd say... I mean, just the way he acts in that movie...
That's a really well done. I love that, like westerns that are that well done, because, you know, I couldn't imagine. I was talking about this the other day. We were driving out in the middle of Kansas, and I was talking about the guy I was with that I work with. Shout out Dakota. Just how it would be to live, like, be that new to a place that you've never been. No, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
In a fucking 3-day horse ride, like, fuck, you know. Just living like that, worrying about Indians for real,
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff. So, anyways, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I mean,
you.
The thing is if you think about it, I mean, that was the Old West, and he shows up, obviously, long before social media and all that stuff, and everyone knew who he was.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone knew Doc Holliday, everyone knew Wyatt Earp, and all that, and, I mean...
But those are real. I mean, those are big for real characters.
Yeah, like, I mean,
not characters, out, real people
out in Dodge City.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, they were famous for being in Dodge City, but that was out in Arizona.
Yeah,
there's such quotable lines from that movie,
dude. There is. I thought you were gonna say there's such like so much history. That's the part that I think is so cool. Like I was saying, like the people that do it really well, like 310 to Yuma.
Yes,
I thought was done so well. And then what's the bad guy? He always plays like the bad guy in the end, but he was like the guy's right hand man, Russell Crowe's in 310 to Yuma. Do you remember what his name is?
Shit.
Blonde guy, shorter.
Crap.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you think about it, like there's still probably one of my favorite lines in Tombstone is when Val Kilmer, they walk in and they see Billy Bob Thornton there, and he's running the card game.
Yeah.
And he goes, he's like, it's my card game now. And he goes and just slaps the piss out of him. And he's like,
hey, sorry. Someone just FaceTimed me. Say hi to my cousin, Carrie.
Hi.
Hello.
You're on the podcast.
Sorry.
It's all right. I'll call you back when I'm done.
Okay, bye.
All right. Love you. Bye. Anyways. Yes, tons of quotable lines.
Yeah, he goes and he's
Ben Foster.
Ben Foster, thank you.
And he plays Charlie Prince, but he's always like the bad guy. He was Russell Crowe's right hand man in 310 to Yuma.
Okay,
right. You haven't seen it, have you?
No,
you're
I've seen
over here bullshitting to the.
No,
people.
I am not bullshitting. I've
you
seen...
haven't seen it in a long time.
Yes,
it came out in 2007.
Okay, my bad.
Jesus. Do you want me to show you a picture of him?
Yes,
he's a very good looking man.
Thank you,
Ben Foster.
That guy.
Yeah, you know, he's in the movie with Mark Wahlberg, too. He's, like, his best friend. And, come on, man. This dude's face right now, you guys should see this shit. I'd never see it so blank. Oh, my God. Now, of course, this shit's taking forever to load. Anyways, yes, tons of quotable shit. I'll actually throw some shit in there. I'll see what I can see what I can pull. I'll pull that line, see if there's anything. Is there any other ones that I should grab?
From that movie or any other Western?
From Tombstone. Tombstone.
Tombstone.
Yeah.
When he goes and slaps him, and he goes and he's like, "You gonna do anything? You're just gonna stand there and bleed." Probably that, or the scene where they're walking down, and the one guy goes, "He's like, what do you want?" He's like, "I want your blood, and I want your soul.
Let's see.
And I want it right now." And he goes, and he's just Val Kilmer walks and goes, "He's like, I'm your Huckleberry."
Yeah.
Goes. He's like, go, and he's like, "Say when." Say when, all of a sudden the other guy, Powers Booth, the guy who was in there, runs, he sees, and he's just like, "Johnny, no!"
What do you want, Ringo?
I want your blood. And I want your souls. And I want them both right now.
I don't want any more trouble.
Well, you got trouble! Don't any of you have the guts to play for blood?
I'm your Huckleberry. That's just my game.
All right, Lunger. you go to hell. I'll put you out of your misery.
Say wham. Right
there, right there. Johnny, don't!
No, Johnny,
whoa, 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 whoa. Get off! Get off!
Don't mind him. He just drunk, that's all.
I gotta rewatch that movie.
Such a good movie.
You gotta rewatch 310 to Yuma.
I'll rewatch Tombstone. You ever seen Unforgiven? Clint Eastwood.
Unforgettable. I just think about that guy. No, I haven't.
It's Clint Eastwood, Danny Glover, Gene Hackman. It's a Western. Came out in the 90s. Good movie.
What is it called?
Unforgiven.
Unforgiven.
It's very good.
I'll put it on the list.
And it's one of those, and it's got one line because Clint Eastwood is a kind of a retired gunslinger.
Ah.
And everyone knows he was infamous for killing.
Like Gran Torino? That's my favorite fucking movie of his.
Such good. But it was pretty much, he was, you know, I would say, he was, like I said, he was infamous for, he had shot women and children. Well, he was friends with Danny Glover. But
this is going into a dark
place. No, it is a dark movie, I will say that, but yeah. It's just for a badass line. Gene Hackman and all his thugs go and kill Danny Glover. And all of a sudden,
why just give away the movie, dickhead?
Spoilers.
Oh my god, now I don't fucking have to watch it. Jesus, anyways. Go. I'm ready.
We'll cut that part out.
No, it's fine. Keep going. I think it's just amazing. I'm like, no, I haven't seen it. You're like, tell me the whole fucking movie.
But he goes and he walks into a bar and all of a sudden Clint Eastwood walks in. He's hammered and he said, what are you doing here? And he's like, I am William Money, killer of women and children.
Oh my god.
And just the way he says it, it's a badass.
Badass life. Clint Eastwood.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Clint Eastwood is playing Clint Eastwood.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, that was good. When he's talking, he's like, you and your little zipperhead friend.
We used to stack fucks like you 5 feet high in Korea.
Get off my lawn.
Listen, old man, you don't want to fuck with me.
Did you hear me? I said get off my lawn now.
Are you fucking crazy? Go back in the house.
Yeah, I blow a hole in your face and then I go in the house and I sleep like a baby. You can count on that. We used to stack fucks like you 5 feet high in Korea, use you for sandbags.
Such a great movie. Let's get into slightly politics, not really politics, because you're a huge wrestling fan. And shout out, by the way, before we get on this, to at Vance Hines, the man. I don't know if you guys are following this guy on Twitter. Big following right now with Bert Kreischer. He inspired him after running. He's lost over 100 pounds. He's fucking killing the game. He's out of Texas. And my wife just turned on the AC. That was so nice of you, babe. I'm just going to have to turn it off again from down here. She's going to get really angry. She's pregnant, so she's literally... Look how loud that got.
Yeah.
Anyways, shout out to Vance. He shouted me out on Twitter. If you guys want to go follow him, it's at LawDog1515. Really, really awesome dude. Follow his journey. Support him. It's really fucking awesome to see. And yeah, thanks again for shouting us out, Vance. We really appreciate you. And keep going with that hard work. What got me on? Oh, getting into politics.
Yes.
Because that reminded me, because he said, you guys know a lot about wrestling. Obviously, he doesn't realize I know shit about wrestling. I only knew about Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
But literally, yeah, what you got?
Well, you remember the wrestler.
Just bumbling over here. Blah, 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 blah.
You remember the wrestler, Kane? Tall guy, mask.
Okay, yeah. Like super white, pale?
Yes.
Wore all black?
No. That was The Undertaker.
Oh.
My bad. He was a tall guy, wore the red and black mask.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Was his brother, what they call him.
Uh-huh.
Real name is Glenn Jacobs. He actually just won the Republican nomination to run for mayor of Knoxville.
Tennessee.
Yes.
Is that where he lives now? So where he retired?
Yeah. Okay. Well, he actually...
I guess you have to be a resident to become a mayor, right?
He actually still wrestles occasionally.
What?
Yeah.
Does he still have a big following?
Yeah. I mean, he wrestles part-time now. I mean, he's probably 40...
I'm going to wait for my wife to turn that back on. I'm just letting you guys know right now. It's going to happen.
44. You may hear a fight on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
She's heard me a million times be like, I'm going to record don't touch anything. And then she'll just be like, oh, whatever. Click. I'm hot.
Hey, you know what? She is pregnant. She can do whatever the hell she
it's
wants.
It's true, man. She gets whatever she does. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Well, staying on the sports side, what's up with old Matty Ryan? Hundo Mill?
Matty Ryan just got paid fat.
Yeah.
He did. It was a got a contract extension for 5 years, $150 million.
Oh, it's for 150.
$150 million.
I only heard 100.
$150 okay. million dollars, $100 million guaranteed.
Wow.
So the thing is I
that's
think
like that's like JJ Watt, right? He got a get big guarantee.
He didn't get
Sue. What was his? His was like a deal or a record breaker, right? When he did his.
His wasn't well, technically the one that the one that actually set the record was Kirk Cousins going to Minnesota.
How much did they pay him?
He got a
Don't say 300 million.
No, oh, okay. No.
I was like, what the fuck?
No. He got a 3-year, $80 million contract, but it was fully guaranteed. So.
How long is Matt Ryan's?
Matt Ryan's is a 5-year contract, yeah. But $100 million of it is guaranteed. So what they're saying is this could be a new thing. What it'll probably be is
They have had a salary cap. How are they not out of money? Like, the other guy's just making scale, like 700, because you get 700 grand, right? If you, like, if you're signed with a team and you're just on the bench, you get set, it's like 700 grand is the minimum that they can pay you or something like that.
They're doing the Bernie Madoff creative financing. Yeah. There are ways to get around it because what you can actually do.
Raise the price of beer and hot dogs?
Yes.
That's
well,
how they fucking get us.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what you can do a lot of times is you can go and say a guy's supposed to make $10 million in a year. What you can do is you can say, we are going to make your contract entirely a signing bonus. So what it would be, and you might have a thing of, he just has to step on the field. That's literally all I would have to do. And then you could write a $10 million check and it doesn't count against your salary cap.
Get the
Yeah. So there's...
It's basically, the cap isn't really a thing.
I thought
Roger Goodell, like, cracked down on all that shit.
I mean, he's hate enough it is and has enough issues to begin with, so...
Not even, yeah.
But that actually...
Yeah, he fucked with the goat, homie. Yeah.
But that actually leads to the Steelers. Do you hear about Ryan Shazier?
No.
Ryan Shazier, for all of you that don't know, he was...
Oh, no. This is the guy that was paralyzed.
Yes, yeah. He was the linebacker for the Steelers.
I saw the pictures of him standing with, I don't know if his wife or... But everybody was... They said it was like not a dry eye in the whole place.
Oh, yeah. It was during the draft because he went and read a draft pick. And I was sitting there watching. I was getting teary-eyed. But
could you imagine, dude?
Oh, my gosh. But the thing is he was owed $8.7 million this year. And, of course, I mean, with... He's not playing, but what the Steelers actually did is they took his base contract. Like I said, he was owed 8.7. They took 8.3 of that and made it a signing bonus. So he got a $8.3 million check from the Steelers.
Oh, man.
So that is definitely a...
Props, guys.
Oh, huge so shout-out awesome. To the Steelers.
Yeah.
Definitely. So,
wow, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's definitely really cool for him.
Yeah, because you don't hear about that stuff happening.
Normally,
you're injured, you're done, the NFL's done with you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But, this was that news when that should happen. I mean, when he got carted off the field, people were like,
yeah, because you could watch it, and when you saw the hit, I mean, when his head kind of went, and he was kind of there like this, and he went and started holding his back, you're just like, this ain't a regular injury. Like, he's in rough shape.
Yeah, just not being able to move. I don't know what I would do, man.
Yeah, that
and the fact that he's fucking up and walking now. Yeah. Hey, dude, Ryan, shout out, bro.
Shout out, Ryan.
Man, seriously, that's so awesome. And seriously, to the Steelers organization, that is so... You didn't have to do that, but that's so awesome.
Oh, yeah. For what had happened, that definitely is...
For sure, but that's you signed that your name on the line. You know what I mean? You're putting yourself... The same thing with all the brain injuries and all the stuff that came out, that Will Smith movie came out, Concussion or whatever it was called. But still, you don't want to see, ACL, MCL, that stuff's common. But when you're fucking not moving, no way, dude. Anyways, did you hear about this? The superintendent shitting on the football field, speaking of football.
A little bit of a segue, still to sports. I heard a little bit about it. Yeah, it was...
New Jersey?
Yes. Yeah, it was... That was... Yeah, because I heard what it was is they kept noticing someone was shitting on the football field. And it was...
Did they have turf, right?
I think it was, yeah. And they couldn't figure out who it was. And all of a sudden they go, and I don't know whether it was cameras or someone just went and caught him and looked and saw. It was like, hey, that's the superintendent of the school district taking a shit on the field.
What is he doing at like midnight or something?
Yeah.
He's going out to the 50-yard line.
Yeah. Yeah, he goes, and he's probably thinking, he's like, we spent $6 million of taxpayer dollars, and this team went 0-8 last year. God. I'm going to show you. I'm going to shit on the 40.
Well, speaking of other crazy shit, in Kansas, of all places, your favorite, it's just like people like you that like the Jayhawks, not getting laid out there, so they're fucking cars. At least put his dick in a muffler.
How desperate.
This is a true headline, people. Dude in Kansas was asleep trying to fornicate with a fucking car.
How desperate do you have to be to get laid to go and say, hey, there's an 82 Buick. I'm going to stick my dick in a tailpipe.
They were smaller back then.
Apparently.
You know what I mean? You don't want to put your dick just into a new muffler. It's way too big.
Yeah,
not that I know.
Yeah, because the thing that I heard is...
Will you grab me one of these before you get into that story?
Yes.
Because me walking past you is going to be a bitch and a half. Hold on, beer break. Thanks, dude. Oh, yeah. No crack, but let's see if we can get it. A little bit. Glass bottles now, not cans. We're sophisticated. What were we saying? Oh, the 82 Buick guy.
Yes, 82 Buick. Apparently what it was is cops noticed guy behind
a car. He's literally behind it.
Yeah, behind a car. Butt naked, trying to stick his dick in the tailpipe.
Oh my God.
And the cops are like, hey.
I'm not touching that dude.
Yeah, cops are like, hey, buddy. Didn't even.
High on drugs?
They said he was drunk, high, and had mental issues.
Oh shit.
And.
It's still just an amazing concept.
And what he goes, and apparently they're like, hey, didn't even stop, went and just was going at it. They went and they're like,
they tased him? Oh, my God. That'll get rid of your hard-on real quick. Or maybe it'll make it stand up more.
Yeah, you never know.
Oh, shit, dude.
That could be a thing.
We'll be right back. We're going to see what... It's research. Well, how should we hop in? It's also the Kentucky Derby.
It is.
Sorry.
It is.
I'm super forgetful on my part.
It is the Kentucky Derby.
Mint juleps.
The fastest... 2 minutes, or the most exciting 2 minutes.
Yeah,
in all of sports, the sport of
the
kings,
announcers, for
the announcers,
Derby. Here he comes. He's on the back. He's gonna get it. It's so good.
And we're
dude.
Coming down the stretch. Yeah. We go and we have.
And lightning's coming. Oh my God! Can you see it? Yeah, who's set to? Is anybody like triple crowning or?
No, well, this is the first leg of the Kentucky.
But are they? Yeah, I know. But are they? Are they prospecting that there's a horse that's... Let me
pull up their page. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Okay. Well, I actually just went and pulled up the odds for the Kentucky Derby.
Uh-huh.
And the favorite as of right now is a horse by the name of Justify. You got a horse named Justify at 3-1. You have a horse named Magnum Moon at 6-1.
I'd bet on that.
Yeah. Just for
it's
the...
good payout.
Yeah. Well, you have a 50-1 in the, how do you pronounce that? Number one. I don't know. Firenze? Fire? I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Firenze. It's Firenze. Firenze Fire. 50-1.
50-1.
Free Drop Billy is 30-1. I love these names. Let me just read these. Free Drop Billy, Promises Fulfilled, Flame Away, Audible, Good Magic, Justify who you talked about. Lone Sailor, Hofberg, My Boy Jack, Bolt D'Oro, I don't know how to say that, Enticed, Bravazo, jeez, Magnum Moon's still the best one, Noble Indy, and Combatant.
Do you think Magnum Moon's ironic and the horse just has a really little dick?
No, Those horses are fucking amazing, dude.
Just... So we're going and we're both picking Magnum Moon just for the name?
Should we bet on... Can we bet on something?
I mean, we could. We got to set up a sports betting account.
With DraftKings, do Kentucky Derby too?
They do not.
So who do you do it through? Is that illegal? Or do you got... I know a guy.
Yeah. Well,
Call your bookie.
Or what we can do for the podcast. How about this? I have a bet.
All right.
What we'll do is you take, say one of us takes like odd numbers, one of us takes even numbers, mm-hmm. and if the horse wins, we bet, I don't know.
Money or booze. Either way, it's going to go to booze.
Very true. what do you think? Probably a couple rounds of beers?
Sure.
All right.
I'm downsy.
Shake on it.
Shake. All right. I'm taking odds.
Okay. I'll take evens.
Yeah. I was born on the 3rd, so.
Well, I was born on the 5th, so.
Oh. Well, then I'll win, because we're both odd.
Yeah.
Speaking of gambling and betting, you went to the casino with a fun guy.
Yes,
or
I did.
Or not with a guy.
Yeah, I did. I went a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Went and decided to go and like, hey, I'm going to go play blackjack. Sat
Love
down.
That game.
I did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sport of Kings. And I went, sat down at first, sat it down at a $15 blackjack table, ended up going in pretty quick. Then I went, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to test my luck. Took 100 of the that I won, sat down at a $50 blackjack table. Very
nice
woman went, and she took my money quickly. Then I went and sat down, and I hate to interrupt this. I have to pee.
Do you have to pee?
Bad.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like, how bad?
I'm about to piss myself.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm leaving this in.
Yeah. I don't care.
Okay, hold on. Weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
Feel better, buddy?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. What were we talking about?
We had just finished the Kentucky Derby, and then I just said... Oh, we were talking...
We did a bet.
Yeah. You had odds, I had evens.
Yep.
Couple rounds of beer. We shook on it, and then... I about pissed my pants. So
is that all we were at?
Yeah.
I'll listen back. We probably missed something.
Probably. Probably.
Well, you guys know this wouldn't be an off my chest podcast unless we talked about the one and only Bill Cosby and Roman Polanski in the same sentence.
Yeah. Yeah. Bill Cosby and Roman Polanski both got removed from the Oscar pool. Oscar.
I'm glad TJ isn't here. You just call it bullshit. I mean, Roman Polanski's fucking creepy, but
yeah. When you go and
I guess Bill, that sounded so stupid. They're both fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Sorry, Grandma.
Yeah.
God, I told you guys. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. She's gonna hate me again. I gotta do it though. What were you saying?
You know, they both
get it out, Stumbly.
They both got removed from the Oscar panel, Oscar voting, stuff like that.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons. For why?
What happened?
Well, I mean, Bill Cosby's is obvious. I mean, some people might not realize why Roman Polanski wasn't.
Yeah. Go ahead and tell him.
Roman Polanski, 40 years ago, went and decided to give drugs to, sleep with, and sodomize a 13-year-old girl. When he was going to be charged and arrested, he ran to...
France.
Yeah, and that's where he's been.
That was a terrible French.
France. We just lost all our French viewers.
Yeah.
Listeners.
Yeah, well, it's whatever. I'm fine. It sounded like I hated France.
We love France. We love you, France. I love French fries.
Well, speaking of actors, actresses... Meryl Streep, eh? That's some good shit right there.
Yeah, you know what?
She's still hot. I just got to get that out there. I would still ask Meryl Streep to just give me 1 minute of her time, because that's all it would take.
I need like 2 minutes for this.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Meryl Streep...
I was talking about a minute of her time for sex. You know that, right?
Yes,
okay.
Okay,
you just made it sound like you needed 2 minutes.
No.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. Go.
Meryl Streep is the person who I believe embodies the... The Hollywood actress and the hypocritical actress of Hollywood.
Why is that?
Because she goes and she is saying that she is at the forefront of the Me Too movement, which I am all for.
Who did she get? She get assaulted by somebody?
Well, she has claimed that she has, but there are pictures of her with Harvey Weinstein, saying she was in Harvey Weinstein's inner circle. She has had countless pictures over the years, her at a standing ovation for Roman Polanski many years after all of his stuff came out.
Really?
Saying that she was sad and she was upset that a great man like Roman Polanski was in jail. I think she's a... I can say that she's a great actress. I think she's a hypocrite.
Yeah. Well, it's just like we talked about with Bill Cosby. Can't take away from the work. Doesn't... At what they do off camera is something totally different.
Yeah, but I just... A lot of that sucks.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, a lot of those people.
And I didn't know that she was on that forefront of the Me Too movement. I mean, granted, I haven't paid that much attention. Wow, that makes me sound very apathetic. sorry to our... Whatever. And yeah, that's crazy. I did not know that.
Yeah. Well, I want to know when
Woody. Don't take back what I said.
Yeah, I want to know when Woody Allen's number is going to be called.
Why?
Well, so
Woody Allen. I mean, are you just talking about like the stuff that he did? I get it.
What, banging his stepdaughter? Yeah, married his stepdaughter.
And they were making that movie, which was like the older dude and the younger girl.
Yeah, with. No, that was Jude Law was with a 14-year-old boy or something. It was weird.
Is that what it? I thought it was okay.
Thought it was a boy. I could be wrong. You ever heard that? You ever heard of the comedian Emo Phillips?
No.
Okay. He had a joke about Woody Allen. He said, and he had that real dry like Stephen Wright delivery. And he goes, and he's like, some people may say that Woody Allen is a bad man, but I look at it this way. Sun Yi was 9 when he met her. He married her when she was 18. The man has the patience of a saint.
That's fucking awesome. Oh,
I heard that and I'm just like, that's terrible, but that's really funny.
Dude, yeah, he's a creepy dude. He looks creepy.
He is, and he is, I hate to say this, but people have always called him a neurotic Jewish guy, but if you look up neurotic Jewish guy in the dictionary, that's his picture.
Yeah.
It's weird, I mean, that he was actually a stand-up comedian before.
I did not know that.
Yeah, way back in like the 40s. Before he was
writing and directing?
Yeah, 40s and 50s. He was a stand-up comedian, I mean, back in like the Lenny Bruce kind of days.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and he put out a lot of stuff.
Like albums?
Yeah.
Or whatever, records?
Records, albums, yeah. All that. Yeah.
That's great. Sorry, my dad's texting me. He said something about fucking Big Lots. Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on. They must be getting some credit card. He meant to send that to my mom.
Hey, yeah.
They're in their new house in Vegas, so I'm sure she's out spending a ton of money.
You can go to Big Lots, go get that credit card just here, go spend some money.
Just go spend some money. Yeah.
He'll go and be like, why do we have a $7,000 charge on our credit card?
Don't worry about that. There was a deal, and I won. dude, anything else that we need to cover at this point? Anything else new?
Nothing else really new. I feel like
this is kind of a shorter one, but that's all right.
It is, you know.
It's just about the consistency. I hope you guys are liking that. And guys, please, please, write in. I want to, you know, make this a community thing. So, you know, shout us out. You can follow my Twitter, at Bryce Meehan, BryceMeehan. Follow the OMC podcast, which is OMCPOD. Alex has one. Do you have a Twitter?
RatPacker99. I'm a huge Frank Sinatra fan. So
Jesus,
blow me.
Man. Sounds like you want to blow him. anyways.
I actually do got one more story. It's a bit of a wrestling story that I heard.
God damn it, dude.
Well, I feel like it's...
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Go ahead.
Something interesting to...
wrestling story from Alex. Who would have thought?
I know. This is going This is a deep dive.
Okay.
In a wrestling story.
I'm going to sit back.
Back in the 50s, early 60s, back when there used to be territorial wrestling, there used to be a territory known as the Tri-Cities in Tennessee. There was a guy there by the name of Ron Wright, who was the heel or the bad guy. Mm-hmm. And he had a long-standing feud with a guy by the name of Whitey Caldwell, who was the...
Whitey Bulger.
You know, was the good guy, you know, and they had a feud forever. Well, Ron Wright made enough money just through these small towns where he bought his own plane. Just small little plane. He was flying and...
Flew himself?
Yeah, flew himself.
That's awesome.
And he flew and went out to a cornfield. Went, you know, landed. Well,
landed in a cornfield.
Yes,
on purpose.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, they said he had like a deal where he knew he could, you know, land.
He used to have like a Piper, a little Cub, like just is it like a one seater plane?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, okay. Real small plane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
like a crop duster.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Well, he went and he noticed that there were some people following him after the match, which was very common back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Said he went and reached into a car he was in, into his bag, pulled out his gun, thinking like this might be something.
Sure.
Well, he went to go and got out and was walking towards the plane. All of a sudden, these people came, threw a Molotov cocktail at his plane, set his plane on fire.
No way.
Yeah. And he goes, and as they're driving, well, he went, as they drove off, he's firing his gun off, trying to hit him. They got away and said he had to go and looked at the guy who was there and said, hey, bud, can you give me a ride to the next town? And they went on the next day and just kept on wrestling.
You don't get insurance money back then or something? When was this, the 60s?
50s, 60s.
50s, 60s.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing that people don't realize is, I mean, some of those guys legitimately...
Whether they have, like football clubs have, you know, like their, you know, like the Green Street Hooligans, what do they call those? The, what the fuck are they called? Not club, but like a football club, but the football clubs in England have their fans that are like gangs. What are those called?
Fan clubs.
No, dude, they're like gangs, but they're some
soccer hooligans is all I can think of.
Hooligans, yeah, but
is there a name?
Have you seen Green Street Hooligans?
Yeah, I know you brought this up to me. I still haven't seen
it. Dude, it's so...
It's with Charlie Hunnam?
Let's see. Green Street Hooligans.
Maybe you weren't the one that told me. Maybe someone else told me about it.
Dude, Green Street Hooligans is fucking amazing, dude. Charlie, it's like Elijah Wood and...
Charlie Hunnam?
No.
No?
No, 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 no. American Journalism. Leader of a rival gang. Bubba. God, it's so... Charlie Hunnam. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 you're right.
Yeah, then...
Pete Dunham. God, I can't believe... We need to watch this first.
All right.
But anyways, I met... you remember that fucking funny story? me, my buddy Nate, and I think Ryan, my buddy Ryan. You met Ryan, didn't you? Oh, no, you haven't met him yet. He lives out in L.A. He's an award-winning sound designer. Shout out, Rai. But... We were on, what's the thing that you used to go on where you could, like, you just skip through people and they're, like, it's just, like, random cameras from around the world and, like, you could talk to people?
Chat Roulette?
Chat Roulette, yes! So we were on Chat Roulette one night in L.A.
Wasn't that the thing where people would go and just masturbate?
I mean, that's what it turned into. It wasn't like that when we were on. I mean, we might have saw some dicks, but we were on there and we're literally fucking...
big money, no whammy, no whammy, dick!
Yeah, so we fucking... We're on there, and we get on these... There's three dudes, right, on our side.
Yeah.
And we get to these guys. There's three guys on there. So it's like a fucking mirror, right? And we're sitting there, and we're talking. And
you're like...
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, miming it out. but we're sitting there, and I'm like, fuck, this dude looks familiar. And my buddy Nate is a huge, huge soccer fan, as am I, but really loves the movie Green Street Hooligans.
Yeah.
And he's looking at this dude, and he's like... Is your name Terrence J? And the dude's like, he's like, yeah. And he's like, oh my God. Yeah. But so Terrence J is in the movie, but he wrote the big song for that, like the ballad of that song.
Oh crap.
And and we were literally like, holy shit, man. And we were like, where are you guys? They're like, LA. And I was like, and we were like, do you guys want to meet up? And so like, we were all drinking already, right? It was fucking, I don't know, 9:30 at night. And we were drinking in my apartment pre-gaming before we were going to go out.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we're actually going to go down, to this spot. I forget where the fuck it was. Over near the Grove, basically, for people that are in LA and know about it. And literally, not more than 45 minutes later, we were meeting up with these three other dudes. It sounds like a total sausage fest, but we were like, you know, fangirling because this fucking dude has the best fucking song ever. Yeah. We were just asking about the movie and like, it was just a very surreal, cause you know me, like I worked with a ton of celebs, had a great career in LA. But like, this was more big to me than fucking meeting who Snoop Dogg. You know what I mean? Like, I was just like, Jesus, this is fucking cool, man. So anyways, that's my crazy, like, my, I guess that's how we'll end it. That's my crazy story. But chat roulette, people, go check it out. You might meet someone you never thought you fucking would. Actually, don't go do chat roulette.
not nowadays.
Isn't there a new one out? I heard there's like a, I don't fucking know what it is. I don't know. I'm old now. I'm not chat rouletting on the weekends. Only during the week.
You could check out the Facebook and the interwebs and
I don't even Facebook anymore. You know that.
Yeah.
So I got out of that over 5 years ago now.
Got out of that game a long time ago.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's freeing people. I mean, I have a Twitter still. I'm thinking about getting back on Instagram, just for my music and stuff like that, but it's just kind of freeing to not, because we were at the bar last night and this two of the three people I was with literally are just flicking through their phone. I'm like, are you not entertained? Like, I just want to fucking say,
are you not are entertained? You not?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you,
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
I saw something that was actually on Facebook when I was kind of, when I was still on it, because I took it off my phone, not on it nearly as much.
Dope.
I still have one just because I go and use that Messenger to go and keep in contact with people.
No. It's good. Yeah. I do miss, you know, like my friends from overseas and, you know, like I miss that part of it and like family stuff that I'm missing, like pictures. You know, I'm just a big proponent of my shit's already going to be out there at some point. There's, you know, whatever of my life. For me, you know, more power to you. You know, like I miss the swap shops and that kind of shit, but I don't know. I find it weird that we want to post our lives, every single moment of it. And, like when we had my daughter, it's something that I was very, very big about with my family. Some people have fucked up and you know who you are, and posted pictures. I don't think when she's 22, 23, trying to get a good job, I don't think that her boss needs to be able to see her when she was a baby. Like, I find that very fucking weird.
It is kinda...
And we are in this place where people are just fucking posting every... Like, I could start at your very first fucking photo and follow your life to where you're at now. And for me, it's just... It's more for my daughter. I didn't get off... Obviously, my daughter's not that old when I got off 5 years ago. But the thing for me is, like, I went out into the... You know, after my wife had our daughter, and I was like, hey, she's here. She's healthy. Everything's great. I said... Take all the fucking pictures you want, but I swear to God, if one of you posts any of this, I don't think it's necessary for your life to be online forever.
Yeah.
Because you can't see me as a baby unless you have a photo album, right? Or where you know me well enough that I'll show you those, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And it just weirds me out, man, that people put their everything about their lives. Yeah. So.
Well, I mean, even the thing, like I was saying, is they did a poll and they said, what would you rather give up? Social media or your friends and family?
What was the stat?
78%
said they give up their
friends and family.
Wow.
Because I thought about this. Is I've said this to a couple people. I said, hypothetically, you wake up in the morning, you turn on the news, and they said, we don't know what happened, but Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
That's my favorite fucking meme. Is the fucking, sorry. They delete Instagram, boom, you're not a model anymore.
But it's, you know, you go to the news and they're like, hey, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, all of them. Yep. They said, we don't know what happened. They're all gone. They're not coming back.
Yeah.
And the thing is for, I mean, even like me, it would.
Well, for what we're doing right now, that would suck.
Yeah, it would. It would. But the thing is you would go, and it'd be kind of a habit if you still have, like, something on your phone to go, if you're bored or sitting there taking a shit or something.
Yeah.
Go to look on your phone, you're like, ah, crap.
Yeah.
But I could, it'd take maybe...
Well, I took mine off. It was a big talk I had with my wife. I put on apps that I could read.
Yeah.
That I could learn. I'm not saying that I'm better than anybody. Please don't fucking, you know, hate mail me. I was wasting so much time looking at other people's shit that I wasn't doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like... I could be down here recording. I could be working on flying my drone better, or whatever the thing I'm into, playing more music, for God's sakes. That's something that, you know, I just don't do anymore. And I'm really trying to get back into it. And that's the reason we do this podcast, is just to stay in some sort of production mode, because it's really hard. Not that I feel like I'm going to lose the ability, but...
Keep your skills sharp.
Just keeping it going, man. And that's a little plug right there. If you guys want to go check out my music, just type in my first and last name into YouTube. I got some sweet videos if you're into dudes playing guitar and singing. And tell me if I'm good or bad. But yeah, man, I mean, it's just one of those things. But that's crazy. That's a crazy stat.
But yeah, the thing is like I said, like, it probably take me, like, I'd say at most a week to go and be like, okay, it's gone. I got
it. I mean, if you delete it, that's the thing. As soon as I deactivated it, I took it off my phone. And I would still go look for it. Yeah. Like, that's the funny, is like the habit is still there. So yeah, I agree. It would take a little bit.
But I mean, it'd take probably a week and I'd be like, okay, you know, it's gone. I got to move on with my life.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, there are some people who would go and put a bullet in their head.
Yeah, let's not say that.
That's a terrible analogy, but you get what I mean. I mean, it's an extreme.
There are people that live for seeing. I mean, just look at the celeb follow stuff.
I mean, posting, you know, posting pictures of their food, posting the this,
their dog,
posting the that.
Their babies. Their
Like, I don't care.
I'm in Hawaii and you're not.
Yeah, it's like, I don't care that you just had a green vegan smoothie and a tofu wrap with extra douche.
God, you're sick.
Huh.
Yeah. No, man, yeah. I totally agree. But anyways, please follow us on our social media. That's a good out right there. Because it's not going away. Again, my Twitter handle is at Bryce Meehan, BryceMeehan. Alex's is at Packer. RATPACKER 99. And then the big one to follow, please, we need them on there, is our podcast. That is still up and coming. Obviously, we just started it. So it's at OMCPOD, all caps. Either way that you type it in, it should work. And then please write us to our Gmail, OMCPOD@gmail.com. Send us some stuff that you want to hear. Send us what you love. Send us what you hate. I want to know that, too. I really... you know, this is a work in progress for both of us, and we really hope you're enjoying the content and the conversation while you're doing whatever you're doing. Seriously, it's we really appreciate the listens, and we do this. It's a labor of love. It's super grassroots, like Alex always says. You know, we're not making anything off of this. This is us taking time out of our Saturday to put out content, and hopefully you guys are enjoying it. And that's why we want to put out stuff that you guys want to hear and talk about. So, and we'd love to have you guys on. I mean, I can set it up so that you guys can call in and be a part of the conversation. There's a ton of ways to do this. So let us know, and I'll make it happen. And Alex will make it happen. Anything you want to say to him? Oh, God, don't start. I'm not ending this again on a freaking you yelling, me turning down your mic.
I'm not going to yell.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening. As we always say, please, please spread the word. Please.
Don't sound so fucking needy.
For just 10 cents a day,
yeah, you can help feed Alex. Jesus Christ.
You can help support this podcast. I will go and I will become those infomercials.
What? He's about to rant, people. All right. On that note, guys, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And write into us. And yeah, bro. See ya.
Peace.